take the highway. And then
so this is what's going on here. So we have here, let's just go remember the issue. So again, you have, let's just catch up on some of the cheshbon. You have the abaya zibaya, whether or not if you put your hand out across for isser, do the rabbanon define it as a karmelis? In which case, you're not going to be allowed to bring your hand back. Do they define it as a karmelis? Do they say that it's a karmelis and you can't bring your hand back, or do they not? So you have two brises. One brisa says you are allowed to bring your hand back. One brisa says you're not allowed to bring your hand back. Okay? So the Gemara suggests different possibilities. So one possibility was, so you could say that's the very question. That's why is he buy it? Did they make a Kanaan? Did they define it as Kamalas or not? So, but the Gemara wants to say, no, really, they didn't define it as a Kamalas. But they fine you. It's a separate Kanaas. The separate Kanaas that they fine you for putting your hand out across. And the Kanaas is only if you do it on Shabbos, but not if you do it on Erev Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, where you're over in Isser, but putting it across, they said, you have to keep your hand there. If you do it on Erev Shabbos, where there's no Isser to put it across on Erev Shabbos, then there's no fine, there's no Knas. So then the Gemara says, yeah, but if you tell me that they made a Knas for a guy who puts it out across on Shabbos, but why aren't they worried that this Knas, this Derabbanan, is going to lead, potentially, as a Michshol, for the Deoraisa? Because if you force a guy to keep his hand there, it's a good chance his hand's going to get tired, and he's going to drop the thing, and then he's going to move over to the Deoraisa. So why aren't you worried about that? Okay. And so it must be a result of Rabbi's issue, because Rabbi holds you. One of the Rabbi's sides is you don't have to worry about the Vidarasis in the Takana kind of Darabans. So you don't have to worry about that, according to the Sfara we said. So then the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, you can't really prove Rabbi. Because the whole Kanas here is only Bemezid. Okay, Bemezid is a Kanas. Because Bemezid, a guy's never going to drop the thing because he's afraid for his life. So therefore, guys, Bemezid is not going to drop it. So it's a knas, and it's not a michshol because no one's going to drop it. So practically, no one's going to drop it. But if it's bishogeg, so then there's no knas. Then there's no knas. Why? Oh, because it's a separate thing. Because this knas is to punish the guy, to correct the guy's behavior. And then bishogeg, they were not correcting the guy's behavior. So this is a knas, which only applies bishogeg. But if you would have showed me that the knas did apply bishogeg, then you would have had a raya that we're not worried about him dropping it. Then you would have had a raya about Rabbi's thing. But this knas is not bishogeg. The knas has only been mazed. That's the answer. The knas has only been mazed, not bishogeg. Okay, and again, in mazed, there's no michshol, because if the guy put his hand up in mazed, if he drops it, he's going to get killed. The guy's not going to do that. But by bishogeg, he wouldn't be killed. Then, in theory, it would be a michshol. But this answer is saying there is no knas by shogeg, so it all works out. Okay, and that's what we're up to. So then the Gemara says like this. Now we're up to Ibai Sema. Another answer. Okay, now I guess the simplest way to read Ibai Sema is another way to answer. I mean, the most directly the previous question was, why isn't this going to be postulated with BBC Bayo? Why doesn't this resolve Ibai Rabbi's question? Which is that the fact that we make this knas seems to indicate that we're not concerned about the guy dropping it. So the first answer was, fine, so we resolve Rabbi Zibaya in Hachanami. Second answer is, no, this Knas is only by Mezid. And therefore, it's nothing to do with Rabbi, because the guy's not going to drop it. So now what's it answering now? It says, Ibai Yisema, Idiv Idiv B'Shogeg. Really, the Knas, they both are by Shogeg. V'acha, and this is both Brises, really, are by Shogeg. V'acha, B'Kansu Shogeg, to Mezid, Kamifligi. Marasa, B'Kansu Shogeg, Mezid. Marasa, B'Kansu Shogeg, to Mezid. So the saying is, the original two brises, whether you're allowed to bring your hand back or not allowed to bring your hand back, really the case is by shogeg. You put your hand across by shogeg. And the question is, though, in theory, really, the knas should only be by mezid. Because the knas is really mezid, is because it's to really correct your behavior. But one brisa holds that they extended the knas from a mezid to shogeg, and it's also even if you brought it across by shogeg. And the other brisa holds, no, there's no successor. There's no successor. Okay, and that's the Gemara's question, is do you knas extend the knas from mezid to shogeg? That's the question between the brises. Now the issue is, first of all, what's the machlokas? But the question is, so according to one side, the knas exists by shogeg also. So if the knas exists by shogeg also, so now you have the same problem. Why aren't you worried that the guy's going to drop it? Well, if you put it across by shogeg, you should be worried about Rabibi's problem. Is the guy may drop it, so how could you have this knas? So from that shita, you should be able to prove Rabibi's Yibaya. Like, you know, it would seem the Gemara is trying to get around that problem in giving these answers. You know, unless the Gemara just abandoned that whole issue and is saying, falling right into Rabibi's problem, then it's just to apply that whatever, Rav Yehuda's problem. But I mean, it sounds like it's already trying to be solving those problems somehow. So if it is, how does that solve Rav Yehuda's problem? I mean, you have a Kanasi or Bashogig. So you have a Kanasi Bashogig, so the guy may drop it. So now, doesn't that indicate that we're not concerned about the guy that might violate the deraisa, which seems to indicate what Rav Yehuda's thing, the gedder is not part of the halachic structure? So that's a question. But I think before we try to answer that question, we should define the question of Kanasi Shogig Tumeisa. And again, as I mentioned last time, it's a universal question. If you look in the Gemara and get them, it's really it's a question by Yisr Chamor or by Yisr Kal. I mean, there's all kinds of parameters under which this thing would or wouldn't apply. So I don't want to get into the sugya there, but I just think even though we're not in the sugya, we could give a basic definition, and to play out all the instances, and I'll show you how you do the sugya. That you'd have if you do the sugya, you'd have at least a basis upon which to work. But again, it's depending the full in depth analysis of the sugya. So the Rashba says in Gittin, the Rashba says in Gittin, it's a mistaber. Now why would they make this kanas? Because the guy's going to think it's like this, that if there's only kanas by mezid, but not by shogeg, the guy's going to do it by mezid. And he'll rationalize, it wasn't really by mezid, it was a shogeg, it was an accident, and he's going to pull his hand back. But it's these types of things. The guy's going to start out maybe tricking other people, tricking himself, whatever the case may be. Because once you have it, it's like a fine chiluk. And the guy's going to end up, violating. But if you make the kanas, both shogeg and mezid, it's clear cut. No one's going to be able to make that rationalization. If you put your hand on the cross, period, it's stuck. No room for any tricking, any fooling around. So that would be the argument to say that you kanas shogeg atu mezid. Atu is because it would lead to violation of the mezid. Another side says, no, we're not concerned about that. Like, that's what's funny here. It's like, so what's this argument? I mean, are we concerned about that? Are we not concerned about that? I mean, it seems to be a good concern. I mean, how do you argue about that? You know, like, what's the question? So I think what Dave and Johnny are saying is good. It's about, I just want to frame it a little bit more. But it seems to me it's like, on the one hand, look, Kanas is by Mason. That's the idea of a Kanas. According to this sheet, the Kanas, according to everyone here, the Kanas is a corrective thing. And who are you correcting? You're correcting the Mason guy, not the Shogi guy. So the Kanas really, the idea of this Isser, this Takana, really should be by Mezid alone. But, I say it like this, is that as a law, as like a legal structure, having a law only by Mezid and not a Shogeg is like a deficient kind of a structure. Because that's the thing, it's a guy, it's very, the distinction is subtle. You're dealing with a guy who's in a vayam, you're forcing a guy to get stuck there with his hand all day. And that kind of a thing, it's just not, it's not a good law. Like, legislationally, that's not a good law, to have a law where it's the chiluk is tala and a guy's evaluation of shogeg and mezid. It's just, it's too subtle, and it's in a situation of the guy's involved in that case, and it's bound. It's like a certain structure, it's just not a good law to formulate. You know what I mean? Like, you can imagine certain laws that they're not set up in a way that's very practical. It's not a practical law. And when you're setting up a law, besides for the intrinsic underlying logic in the law, you have to also consider the law as a piece of legislation. This piece of legislation, there are practical factors involved in the existence of the law. So what you have here is, in that framework, the legislational framework is the best thing is across the board. Okay, to not mechalik. So you have here is like a conflict of interest, so to speak. As on the one hand, you have a law whose underlying like conceptual nature really would limit its application only to mezid, because that's its underlying nature. It's a knas, it's a corrective behavior. But as a law, there's a reason for it, and there's the fact that it's a knas, but it is a halacha, it's a law and a system. And in terms of legislationally, as a law, it's a better structure for a law to be applied to across the board, to shogeg and mezid. So the question is, what's going to win out? Like, you have two factors here, you know what I mean? And you have to decide which factor is going to win out. And that's what I think is, to get into when and where and how you decide this, I think you really have to get into the sugya there. You know, whether it's a sercham or it's a kalam, I mean, there are two factors here, you know what I mean? And that's, I think, what the sugya of considering shogeg and mezid is, under what conditions you'll say the underlying, the concept behind it will win out, and it will only be limited to mezid, and under what circumstances you'll say that the the legal structure will win out, and you'll extend it across the board to show you hand to Mason. You know what I mean? But that's the question here: that do they, so to speak, sacrifice the concept behind the law, namely the knas, for the structure of the law itself, which would naturally extend across the board? Yeah, it's a good point. So David's asking that, but if it's a knas, so knas means, as we're saying, it's corrective. That's the idea of the knas, and that's the idea of this knas. So how could it apply by shogeg? So it's very nice to say legislationally, but it's a knas. It's not just a law, it's a knas. So I'm not sure. I have two answers for that. I mean, you could say nachanami, but it doesn't matter, which is you're thinking what I'm saying. But maybe you could, to satisfy you, you could say, I'm not sure, I think this makes sense, is that, see, remember we were talking about that we say the knas is corrective. So we say that who do you want to correct? So essentially, you want to correct the guy who's amazing. Okay, now, it is relevant to correct the guy who's shogeg. It's not a crazy idea. It's just that we're not going after him. You know what I mean? That's not who we're targeting. That's not the idea. We're not making the knas here because of the shogeg guy. It's because, okay, fine, he's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. But we're not setting up a knas to penalize that guy. You know what I mean? We're setting up the knas here because of the guy who's really, who's flagrant, who's amazing. You know what I mean? So, but the concept of knas could extend to the shogeg guy. Also, it's not an alien thing. It's not like the guy's Torah big tzaddik. It could extend to him. It's just that if you look in terms of the motivation of the thing here, in terms of the knas, it really would only be by mezid. But on the other hand, in terms of the structure of a law, it should go across the board. And it could go across the board because the knas could extend to shogeg as well. You know what I mean? So the question is, will it extend in that manner or will it not? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, a knas definitely could apply by shogeg, but it's not our intent. Right. So the question is, will we, so to speak, bend on the intent and extend it to a shogeg who really we're not after, we're not targeting, right, for the sake of the legislation, or no? We're not going to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that a knas is inapplicable, it's just not... It's not enough in quantity, so to speak, to motivate the knas. You know what I mean? But it's not an abuse of the idea of knas to apply it by shogeg. So that's the question: would they do that? And again, I think when you would or when you wouldn't, it could depend on different factors, on the chumrah. How worried are we? How chumrah is the isser that we're concerned about to protect? You know, like different factors. Like, because now you're worried about there's a potential of the abuse because the legislation is weak. So that could depend upon how chumrah the isser is, that how much protection it needs, or, you know, I mean, different factors. But to get the factors again, I think that would be the gemara really gets into the different. So I was gonna do it if it were like one thing, but it's a real sugya, you know. And I just wanted to skip, you know. As it is, this is somewhat of a digression from our stuff. So I just figured I don't wanna go too far afield. But I think it's a good starting point if you would do that sugya, you know. Still have a problem, man. It's a problem that hasn't gone away. Problem is so one side is saying that comes to show you got to mezid. Okay, which means that legislationally the thing isn't going to work out to say only be mezid, like the Rashba says. It's going to be all kinds of problems, and therefore it goes to shogeg also. But now, don't you have a problem on your hands? Because now the guy who does this thing shogeg, and now you're telling him you got to keep your hand across the border, all Shabbos. Now it's a good chance that your knas is a michshol. I mean, your knas is a michshol. Your knas is a michshol. Guy's not afraid of dying because he knows it's only shogeg, and the guy's going to be worried about dropping it. So your knas is a michshol. So if on the side of Rabbi Bibi, if you're going to tell me that every get darabanan has the shame get there intrinsic in the thing, then how could you have a knas which is a michshol? How could the knas apply by shogeg, but it's a michshol there, so simply shouldn't be able to apply by shogeg, right? But this is, but so tifshot tnei say again, oh tifshot the Rabbi Bibi. And now you can't give that answer anymore. You know? So now you're going to have to give the answer back to the first answer of, fine, Tifshot. I mean, it seemed like the Gemara was trying to get away from that. So now you tell me they're going to have this answer, the Gemara's stuck in that? I mean, so you could, if Rashi said, oh, and according to this answer, yeah, Tifshot the Rabibi. I mean, it would just, you'd like someone to say that. You know? I mean, no one says anything like that. It seems as if, that's what I was looking around. I looked around the other show. I wanted to see if anyone, like, addresses the thing or brings it up. I don't know, just. Just seems like it's not a whatever. Forgot about that. If that's done, we're done with that. Let's go on to something else.
Is this because you define Rabibi's case as a machshel, that being the issue he's dealing with?
Rabibi's case? No. Rabibi's case wasn't a machshel. Rabibi's case is actually causing the darabana, the darabana violation. But that was the svara. I mean, the svara was that it's that the concept in Rabibi's in the case is whether the shem geder is a component of the of a darabana or not. And based upon that, the way it applied, the way the Gemara applied it to this case was based upon the fact that. That in this case is a mechshel. It's possible. I mean, the tosafim here are a little complicated. There's two tosafim. You might say I'm on b'shogeg. Someone claims that they're one tosafim. They're really. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're on our case. But if maybe your muscles are mixed out of place. I mean, it could be if you learn through the tosafim, you'd end up getting an answer to this question. I don't know. It's a complicated. I didn't get into it. It doesn't seem explicitly like it's taking it up, but it could be that implicit in tosafim, you'd end up getting that. But it doesn't seem so. And they would say, on the surface of explanation, Tosus is dealing with Rabibi according to all the answers. So you see, Rabibi is not just a one-time thing, he's something you really have to consider, all the answers. But I'm saying, it could be if you really, I mean, it's hard to, I mean, if you really have to get into the Tosus here to really say. So he's not addressing it directly, but sometimes the Tosus ends up in passing, ends up answering. Yeah. Okay, so I have an approach. I have an idea, which you'll tell me. I think it makes sense. But we'll see what happens here. The thing is like this, is that I think this svara actually helps us out. What she's saying is that the knas, the geder here really is mezud. That's really what we're trying to... The real geder is mezud. Because it's a corrective thing. And really the correction should only be by a mezud guy. Right? And that's really the way it should be. Intrinsically, that's really the gather. The gather is that you have to, correct this amazing guy. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that legislationally, as a law, it extends to shogeg also. Okay, because as a law, it's not a good law just to have a gather only by mezid. So therefore, shogeg is like drawn along in the gather. But it's not pshat like the geder is on the shogeg. The geder is on the mezid, because the kanas is really on the mezid. But it's just like, as in the legal structure, it grabs in shogeg as well. Okay? It grabs in shogeg as well. Okay, so now the thing is like this, is that if you're saying is that a shem geder is part of the derabanan, is the shem geder. Okay? And therefore you're saying is that you can't have the geder, which is a mechshal, because that's a tardes asrei. It's a contradiction. So that you could argue that that's only if the contradiction resides in the ikar geder itself. But that which happens to be drawn along to the geder because of like a legislational component of the law, that's not going to be a contradiction. You know what I mean? The idea is you can't have a geder which is a mechshal. But the geder is the underlying geder in it. But then how the geder is enacted as a legal structure, it may incorporate another component which may end up being a mechshel. That's not a problem. Okay, again, because the problem here is not that it doesn't make sense to set up a law that would be a mechshel. It makes a lot of sense. It's a, right, because you see, if for instance, if the din geder is not part of the law, then the idea, like we said, is one guy will stumble and 1,000 guys will be saved. So it's a good law, but there's a good reason to do it. But halachically, we're dealing with a halachic problem that if you say the shem geder is a component of the derabanan, then and now a michshol, if it's a michshol, it's a contradiction halachically. But what I'm saying is that the contradiction is only if they're like in the very same thing, which is the geder itself and is a michshol. But here, the geder itself is really the mezid, and the mezid isn't the mechshal. Now, a legislational, so to speak, a extension, addendum to the geder of mezid is that shogeg is also asard. And that element is a mechshal, which is unfortunate. But it's not going to undermine the existence of the law. You know what I mean? And it's not a contradiction. Because the contradiction is only in the goof of the geder itself. You know what I mean? And since then, that's why I think with this idea, that's why originally when the Gemara thought that the Kanas was by Shogeg and by Mezid, because it's a deterrent and it's intrinsically by Shogeg and by Mezid, so then the Geder is by Shogeg and Mezid. Oh, well then you have Rabibi's problem, because now the Shogeg, which is really good for the Gezer itself, and it's a Rechel. So now you have a problem. So this resolves Rabibi's problem. But now you by Seima, maybe you'll say is that everyone agrees it's talking about by Shogeg. But the question is, the Kanas is applying to Shogeg not directly, intrinsically, but it's applied to the Shogeg as a legislational, so to speak, byproduct of the thing. And therefore, that doesn't run into Rabibi's problem, because it's not in the intrinsic geder. The Rabibi's problem is where there's an intrinsic contradiction, not when it's, not where it just, it's not pshat that you can't be something which is usher through the words of the rabbis, which ends up being a mechshal. The point is, the shame geder proper can't be simultaneously a shame geder and a shame mechshal. But again, the shogeg is not the shame geder; it's the halachic expression of the way in which the shame geder becomes implemented is that it has to grab that case also. But that's not going to be a problem. So that's the answer. I think it makes sense. I think it's good. It works out very nicely. It just kind of fits together, you know? So I think it's a good illustration of why you wouldn't be able to answer the first question, this question, until you had a svara for the first part, which is a legislation, you know what I mean? Because you have to understand it's not the intrinsic, you know? It's very good. Well, that's why the Gemara is shifting. Because the shift sounds very subtle. What's the difference if it's the Kanas is by Shogeg and Mezid intrinsically? Or no, really, it's only by Mezid. But just Kanasin and Shogeg at the Mezid. What's the Gemara doing? It just sounds like bottom line is the Kanas is by both, you know. But no, it's a very big difference, because when the nature of the Shogeg is only Shogeg to Mezid, so then it becomes like a side point, and then you don't run into Rabibi's problem. But if it were intrinsic, then you run right into Rabibi's problem. You know what I mean? So for tomorrow, okay, this is the last leg on this Baya Zibaya. Okay, if we're gonna go back to Rabibi, which is Rabibi is very interesting anyway. So we're going to get back to that. But after the two dots, it goes Gufa. You know, Gemara does Gufa. Let's study Rabibi's thing itself. Like, take it on directly. Like, here, previously, it was involving Rabibi indirectly and in how it affects this Aribaya. Arbaya Zibaya. But then Gufa means, okay, now take the thing itself, Rabibi Zibaya itself, and it's going to discuss it head on. So we're going to get to that after. But in the Arbaya's case, okay, this tomorrow's going to be the last day, we're going to have to go over Abaya Zibaya at the very beginning. So it's just, I hope. So it's this thing of Kana Chatzar Acheres. It's one more answer. Yiboy Seim, Alolam Lo Kansu Velo Kasha Kana Osu Chatz Kana Chatzar Acheres. Yiboy Minei. They told two dots, basically. They see there's a Tosus there. I think there's a Ron, maybe. The Ron, I think, is the same thing as Tosus. Maybe not. Maybe they look at the Ron also. It's a little different, maybe. Okay, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. Okay, and that should get us going. And then after that, I guess next week we'll go ahead and continue our BB.